Considering Herbert Hoover's Quaker upbringing, you might be wondering why there is a statue of Isis, the Egyptian goddess of life, sitting on the grounds of his birthplace. This bronze 7.5-foot-tall statue is the work of Belgian sculptor Auguste Poudemans and was a gift from the children, refugees, and soldiers of Belgium in gratitude for Hoover's famine relief efforts on their behalf during the First World War. When Poudemans shipped the finished statue to California's Stanford University in 1922, it remained on campus until the President and Mrs. Hoover brought it to West Branch in 1939. Both of them wanted it to be placed in a position where it was contemplating the house, which is why Isis sits in her throne-like chair facing the birthplace cottage. Look closely, and you'll notice that her veil, a symbol of the mysteries of life, cannot hide the strength of her features. Her right hand carries the torch of life. Its three flames represent the past, present, and future, while her left hand holds the key of life. An Egyptian goddess and an American president. It's an unlikely pairing, but one that provides a powerful visual link between Hoover's childhood and his life's dedication to the welfare of others. To find out more about Hoover's role in the Belgian relief effort and his work for other children's causes throughout his life, press the pound key.